At daybreak, on the first day of the week, the woman who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee. The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles. But their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths there. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ died for you. And he proved his love for us, and that while we were sinners, he found it in himself to die for us. We have come to know and believe in the love of God because he has given himself the point of death. But Jesus Christ has risen for us, and he proves his love for us in winning victory over the grave, over death, and over sin. He died for us so that he might kill death. He died for us so that sin and its effects might be destroyed. But he rose for us so that we might have life. His resurrection is his greatest gift to us. He has given us life. Today, opening this gift he has given, three different types of life, all the same, the three lives Jesus has given us by his resurrection. First, eternal life. Jesus has won heaven for us, for all eternity. If it was just the death on the cross and it stopped there, heaven would not be open still. There would be no possibility for paradise with him. But by his resurrection, we have been raised to life with him. Because of that, we can hope with great hope for heaven one day. For all of our loved ones who have passed away, especially this past year. Today we celebrate what Jesus has done for us and bring us eternal life. Today we have the greatest and only hope in eternity because of what he has done for us in rising from the dead and bringing us with him. But it's not only pie in the sky. Not only one day we'll have life, but this life is only drudgery. We have life now. Not only eternal life, but second, we have life in him. After Mass, please take as many books as you'd like. We have a wonderful book called Heaven Starts Now by Father John Ricardo, and it is true. We have life in him that begins now. We are raised to life with Jesus because we have died with Jesus. In our baptisms, we all submerged into the waters and died with Christ. And coming out, we rose with him. So now, we live heaven. Eternal life can start now because we can live in Jesus now. What does that look like? It looks like having the joy that Jesus won for us. Yes, life now is still hard. Yes, there's still drudgery. Yes, there's hope for the future, but even right now, There is utter joy because Jesus lives his life inside of us. We have died with Christ, and now he lives in us. And he wants us to have his joy and have it to the full. God has a monopoly on joy. And he doesn't want us just to have our own individual joys. He wants us to know his joy that overflows abundantly, and it's open to all of us. But there is no other joy than him. This past Lent, we're finally done with the fasting. We've given him so much. But now is not the time to return to old ways of life. I'm not saying keep fasting. Please, eat desserts today, all that. But as St. Paul said in our second reading, look above. If Christ has risen, look to what is eternal, not to things of earth. We do not spend Lent just denying ourselves, but then go back to our normal ways of life. No, there's a different outlook. We've died with Christ, and now we rise with Christ. We look to the things that are eternal. Because to return to the normal way of life, there's a very theological term for what that's called. Boredom. To go back to just the humdrum, normal way of living. It's utter boredom. To live our life just day in, day out, getting up, doing our job, going back to bed, which we have to do. But it's not to have the joy of Christ he wants for us. It's not have Jesus as our joy. We're trying to find joy in hobbies, pleasures, work, good gifts. Even if we think our greatest joy is in the best gifts, like friends and family, that is not the joy the Lord wants for us ultimately. Even the very best gifts, if we try and place our joy in them, the Lord has made the joy of our lives in him alone. Because he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Third and finally, Christ gave us eternal life. He gave us life in him now. And the greatest joy, him. St. Paul says, even subtly, when Christ, our life, appears, even in passing, he just says, Christ, our life. Jesus is our joy. And even beyond what he won for us today, eternal life in heaven, joy in life now, he won for us himself. The chance to be with him in eternal life in heaven and now. Mary Magdalene, as she went to the tomb that morning with spices, hoping to just do something out of charity for her beloved who had died for her. What she really wanted was just him. And in the gospel accounts, when Jesus meets Mary Magdalene, she's not thinking about what she won, what he won for her. Her greatest joy is just having him again. Jesus himself is our greatest joy. And with him, paradise in heaven. And with him, joy now. But even more than the gifts, our greatest joy is him alone. And by his resurrection, we have him. And so, rejoicing, the feasting starts now. Next 50 days, we must rejoice because he has won for us the greatest gifts imaginable. Paradise forever, joy even now, and himself. And we start the rejoicing by renewing our baptismal promises. The day when we entered into our resurrection, when we died with Christ and then rose with him. So all, please stand, and we'll renew our baptismal promises.